My name is Doug Green, and I'm the advisor for a broadcasting program called CHS-TV. And we are, I'm proud to say, of all the hundreds, possibly thousands of high schools that do this in America, for the last 5 years we've been ranked number one in the country, which is really kind of neat. And my students typically start, I also teach at a middle school, so they start when they're really 11 years old. And like Taylor, one of the students that you met, brought you over here, they can continue for 6 years. We are live every morning. We do a real live newscast that runs about 10 minutes every morning. Students cover school news, local news, community news. This is an election year in the United States, so we're gearing up for our election coverage. It's totally student-run. I just sort of keep them out of trouble. I stand back and I make sure that everything's working correctly. But it's just phenomenal. I get kids that are really passionate about their world, very curious kind of students. And we have a unique model at this school in that it's not video production. It's not for kids who want to learn how to work cameras. It's really for kids that want to go into the filmmaking and media world. Every student is required to be in front of the camera. They're required to be an anchor or a reporter. Our studio is brand new. It's unlike anything you would find at a high school. The set was designed by the same company. He's world-renowned for designing sets for major TV stations all over the world. I mean, literally all over the world. He happened to graduate from this school. He's in his 50s probably, so it was a very substantial donation. We think it was probably about a $100,000 donation. How we pay for all this is we make films that air on PBS television. And our films are big-budget films. The one that really launched it all was a film on the Holocaust, which we shot mostly in Germany. We did do a couple days in Austria. I took 16 kids who knew nothing, very little of the Holocaust, and for 2 years we totally immersed them in it with 5 trips to Europe. And we made a film that has now shown and been translated into multiple languages and been shown around the world. So that film is sort of a steady income source for us. We're on a new film now that's very controversial. It's on vaccinations and do they cause autism, and we don't believe that they do, but it's a very controversial topic. And I'm getting the hate mail, and people are very angry at me because I'm teaching this class, and we have a message that we think vaccinations are important and they're safe. But that's sort of what we do in this class.